Ball in Play 2, presented by DraftKings, kicks off on May 5th. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to catch Game 1. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello and welcome to Talking Baseball. Emergency episode where Chris Rose's Guardians have a first baseman. We're going to talk all about it. Let's do it. Hello and welcome to Talking Baseball, brought to you by SeatGeek. My name's Jimmy, his name is Jake, and not Trevor Plouffe, Chris Rose.
That's right.
Chris Rose, Guardians number one fan. Are you the number one, like, celebrity
yes.
Guardians fan?
Yeah. So, it was funny. Last night, we were out to dinner.
Yes. Yeah.
You were sleeping.
Yes.
Wow. Who did we see at dinner?
We saw Mike Antonetti.
Chris Antonetti. Close enough. And Mike Chernoff, so you combine the two and butchered the last name. Anyway, they are the hierarchy of the Cleveland Guardians. And it was funny. I ran over their table, said hi. I said, I'll come back with six or seven trade slash signing suggestions. Yeah. I don't remember if I put Josh Bell in there or not. But here we are. Here we are. Reportedly a two-year, $33 million deal with an opt-out. We're still getting the news as it happens. We knew that they had made a three-year proposal for Jose Abreu. He obviously picked Houston, went down to the defending champs. First base has been it's been a bit of a problem there in Cleveland.
Who did you how do I phrase this question?
You're not going to hurt my feelings.
No. It's exciting that they're spending money and going out and getting people, but why?
What do you mean?
Why is this something the Guardians do? Like, do they'll go get one guy and then they're done?
Well, I think that they'll be trading for a catcher, right?
Okay.
They're not in on the Contreras situation. I don't think they love him defensively, and they know they won't be able to pay the $75 or $80 million or whatever it's going to cost to get him. So they did have a first base problem. Now, Josh Bell, for those of you that followed him, really good in Pittsburgh for a while, fell off, got good, traded to Washington. Did well there, got traded to San Diego as part of the Soto deal, and was terrible. Hit under 200. Yeah. I think he hit three homers.
So was Soto.
Yes.
Yeah. So maybe on the plane ride over, they were like,
there's a problem.
Let's not try.
Right. Yeah. So is he great? No. Is he better than what they had? Absolutely. And he fits kind of there. You hear a lot about the Guardians culture.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to be talking to Terry Francona later today, and I'm sure that's
a big part. Is it a relaxed culture?
I think it's a we really are a team culture. Like, you've got to buy into what we're doing here.
Yeah, Guardians ball,
You know?
Like, they did do that last year really well.
Totally. That's the only reason they ended up winning the division and taking you guys to five games.
Now, Jake, you said you hated this signing?
I've got a fun fact for you.
Okay. Yeah.
Josh Bell won the Silver Slugger last year.
Did he really?
Yeah. So that's one of those funny things. His stats on the year, you mentioned in Washington, 301, 384, 877.
That's great.
That kind of reeks of Silver Slugger. He went to San Diego, 192, 316, 587.
He has an opt-out after the first year.
Okay.
Okay. So it could be. It's Rizzo, kind of. Like, Rizzo had a deal that as long as if I play to as good as I want, I might hit the waters again and test it out, which, hey.
I think they're okay with that, too. You know, they had a huge hole at first base, in my opinion. Josh Naylor, great against righties, not good against lefties, and also just because of that gruesome leg injury he suffered in 2021, just he doesn't move around great, right? Owen Miller was not good over there in terms of he just didn't hit after the first month.
So what does this mean for Naylor?
I think they see him as a DH.
Okay. Can he get fiery enough as a DH? You know, he makes those stretch plays at first, and that's a lot of momentum going into the dugout. Then he's high-fiving people after innings. You might be losing a lot of – Josh Bell's kind of chill, you know?
Dude, I mean, is it options? Because, so, update, he won the Silver Slugger at DH because Paul Goldschmidt exists. So
oh, my
he
God.
Was the NL
DH
Silver Slugger.
It's weird.
He played 120 games – he started 120 games at first base. So, I mean, that's everyday first base, and then Naylor or whoever can fill in the holes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Because, I, again, first base defensive analytics are jacked up. But from
He's also a switch hitter. He's not going to platoon, really.
Switch hitter, but I mean, defensively, I feel like I haven't heard rave reviews about Josh Bell, but I don't.
Right.
I don't know.
You're not searching those out.
It's true.
Yeah, he's not Goldschmidt over there, is correct.
Right.
Yeah, but I think it's a good move for a team that needed to upgrade there and needs to upgrade at catcher. Certainly if they're going to continue to have Miles Straw out there as an everyday center fielder, right? Mm-hmm. Because last year you got to the bottom of the lineup, and with all due respect to the guys that played behind the plate, one of whom we're very close with here at John Boy Media.
Yes.
The eighth and ninth place hitters right. in the Cleveland lineup, it's tough. It's like you're fighting nine against seven a little bit at times.
They were good in that Yankee series, though. Just to give them credit. Hedges.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the toughest at bat.
I know.
The whole series.
Yeah, he did great.
Good for him.
I hope he comes back. I hope they sign him to a deal. We know he's a great dude.
And by the way,
yeah.
Josh
yeah.
Bell, you mentioned he had that what looked like a down 2018 season when Josh Bell, in 2017, he has his first full run. He's a guy you heard of, 26 homers, 90 RBI, a nice season for a 24-year-old ball player. Comes back the next year, the power's down, but other stuff is there. 12 homers, 261, 357. He had a bad 2020 season, which you kind of have to throw out.
57 games.
At least put it in a larger sample size of 2019 till now, which is 500 games. 828 OPS. Like, switch hitting first baseman to get him for, what, 1 or 2 years at that price uh-huh. when all of the other numbers we're throwing around for these guys at winter meetings so far have been, you know, we're talking about $300 million range. This is some good Guardians baseball,
no,
Rosie.
It's kind of where we fit in the pecking order, guys. Yeah. I mean, there are years where we don't sign anybody.
Does this make you happy? Look at all these doubles and outs that he hit last 2 years that are going to be home runs in Cleveland.
I love that.
Wow.
It's actually a lot. I didn't think it was going to be that many.
It is. It's a decent number.
I'm looking at
in 2019, by the way, how did he not get one MVP vote? He had 37 homers, 116 ribs. He went 277, 367, 569 for a 936 OPS and a 142 OPS plus. How did he not get one top? He didn't get any?
That's 25 would-be homers.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, I love
over this. Over 2 seasons.
He might push Judge for the American 14. League record next year.
Look at this
okay.
spot right here. Look
calling
at Jake,
it now.
Look at this spot, Jake. The shallow or the right center in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
looks
the,
like he peppers that spot.
That's the hot zone.
Spot.
Yeah, it's the Didi versus Kluber spot.
That's his Matt Olson.
Don't do that.
Spot.
That's just how I know that spot.
That's how he knows that shit.
Don't
spot.
Do that.
Do you think Josh Bell manscapes?
I think he does, yeah.
Oh,
no,
God.
I think he's careful. He's
and if
he's,
he doesn't,
yeah.
I know a great way to get him one.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I think he's because he's switch hitter. I think he's got two.
Nice.
Shortens the time. It's efficient.
Just one sweep.
Yeah. Both hands. Boop. Yeah. And if you want to do that, you can buy yourself two. How about it? Go to manscaped.com/talking. You get 20% off plus free shipping by going to manscaped.com/talking. You can also get the shampoos, the body washes, the boxers, which I like. Actually, I've been using their like lip balm.
I have two of the boxers.
Yeah. Mm. And Jake uses the. Where you put your shit, the bag.
The bag.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. I have it with me.
What's it called?
The travel bag.
Yeah. Travel bag, yeah.
The lip balm is really effective.
Yeah, no,
I feel
it's
way
good lip
better
balm.
When
does
I got
Austin
lips.
Trim his hedges?
No.
I can text him and find out.
We're on that.
Manscaped.com/talking.
I should send all the guys that did the Rose Rotation this year, Manscaped, for...
Yeah.
There's Foolish Bailey.
What do you think?
Can I tell you what?
Huh?
Josh Bell should have received a MVP vote that year.
Right?
That was the year Kevin Pillar got a random vote out of nowhere.
Well, that guy missed his name, remember?
Goldschmidt.
Wasn't that a real
Did
story?
Think it was Millar?
Goldschmidt.
That was Tapera. I forget. I think Trey Turner was supposed to get the guy's vote, and Ryan Tapera caught the straight.
Goldschmidt and Colton Wong got votes. So, yeah, Josh Bell deserved at least a vote.
Thank you.
I'm going to scream it downstairs.
Please do.
Yeah.
Ooh, a little buzz campaign.
Yeah.
You think they're buzzing down there from this?
Oh,
I don't
that's
think so.
Really good winter meeting stuff just to, like, elbow someone and be like, Josh Bell could have got MVP votes in 19.
And Tito's coming on Rose Rotation later today, so this will be a fun chat with him, too.
Yeah, they gave you some fodder.
You think he'll have a good joke about it?
Oh, hey. You know, Chris, I'll tell you. Josh Bell, I mean, he's a good player. Good player, good guy.
Good player, better guy.
Better guy.
Yeah,
Drew Carey's. He's a Cleveland fan. He might be more famous than you.
Oh, yeah. Dude, it's Drew Carey, Halle Berry. Halle Berry, guys.
Okay. What about Tom Hanks?
He's not a Guardians fan.
He did the Guardians voiceover.
Yeah,
they couldn't ask me to do it.
He doesn't support. He just supports
LeBron
the arts.
James. That picture, no. That's bullshit.
What about Kid Cudi? Yeah.
Did not know that Kid Cudi is a Guardians fan.
Okay. This says Drake.
No, he's just a
Drake
fan
famous.
Why aren't you on any of these lists?
What's going on over there?
Is that me?
Yeah, I think that's.
I don't know.
I think that's leaking through something. That
I don't
wasn't
know.
Me.
I don't know. I have no idea what that is. All right, I'll shut that off.
Good for Josh Bell.
All right. Well, good for us, too.
Okay.
All right.
Well, the first base market, I mean, Belt is the only one really left. Is there any other team searching for a first baseman?
Do the Red Sox not have a first baseman?
Do the Marlins have one?
Hosmer's there. Is Garrett Kupalup still around?
I don't know. I mean, they got rid of Jesus Aguilar last year. I don't know where they're all going to go. I don't know.
Brandon Belt, that's going to be a fun one.
Interesting.
Does Brandon Belt get
Mancini's
picked?
Mancini still around?
He's
yes,
out there.
Mancini's
Brandon
out there.
Drury, I think, is an option to play
yes,
first base.
Could be. Boy, most of those guys that came over in trades to San Diego just fizzled except
yeah.
for Hader.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. And he was supposedly done. And he figured it out pretty quickly.
I'm not going to say that Juan Soto fizzled.
He'll be all right.
He fizzled.
I think he'll be fine.
Fizzled's fine. I think he'd admit he fizzled.
Okay.
Okay, but hold on. What other team needs a first baseman? Matt Olson, Freddie Freeman, Hoskins, Lowe in Texas, Christian Walker in Arizona.
Yeah.
Houston's got him. Mets got him. The White Sox?
Is that Nelson?
They're going to move Vaughn.
Is that Nelson Cruz?
Yeah, Nelson Cruz has been hanging around.
That's pretty funny.
It's on yeah. briefly when he walked by earlier, and it's like
most home runs of the 2010s.
Oh well, we should ask him like what that. He thought about Josh Bell. He played with him.
Yeah,
I think he's who's GM of Team DR for World Baseball Classic.
That's
so maybe something with that's happening.
That's nice.
Okay,
that's a good one. Should we stop staring at him?
The White Sox. Do they need a first baseman?
Andrew Vaughn.
Oh, okay.
Andrew Vaughn.
Putting him at his natural spot.
That Andrew Vaughn is one fast.
Rowdy's going to be the starter for Milwaukee?
Any guy
he played
rakes.
Really well.
Okay. I'm just reading the teams, trying
just
to figure out.
First baseman.
Walsh in L.A.?
Go there.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, they need a left-handed hitter. They're
Brandon
pretty
Belt
right-handed.
To LA? Is
Brandon Belt to the Angels.
Outside
yeah.
of Shohei, they're pretty right-handed.
They won't be announced. That'll be like he's here at spring training.
I'm not saying this because we don't want to get our Angel fans rowdy. But Brandon Belt signing with the Angels would be like a cut in May, and then he signs somewhere else and goes nuts.
He goes back to San Francisco.
Hits like 20 homers. Yeah,
that's funny.
I'm glad you didn't say that.
I didn't say that, though.
Yeah, all right.
Not at
there
all.
There you go.
Go guards.
Right. Go guards.
Go guards. Go guards. Go guards.
Look at how happy the non-spender is. It's great. We're just happy to get something. At this.
Yeah.
You guys are like, yeah, let's give out a $320 million Aaron Judge. Another bazillion to that guy.
360
Josh Bell.
For the Giants.
Okay. Thanks for letting me join you guys. This was fun for me.
Did Trev text us his thoughts?
He stinks.
What'd you say?
He said he's happy for C. Rose. Happy for C. Rose. Smart hitter for the Guardians.
What is?
A few clicks away from being a real menace. 8-10 rating from Trev. 8 out of 10. I got Trev's thoughts in.
Ball in Play 2, presented by DraftKings, kicks off on May 5th. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to catch Game 1. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook, the crown is yours.